From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's January 7th, 2026. On today's show, it turns out Washington State was exaggerating the benefits of a program to reduce the effects of climate change. And Northwest Democrats yesterday marked the anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Plus, the Spokane County Medical Examiner suddenly stopped serving Kootenai County. So, Kootenai's coroner is turning a break kitchen into an autopsy lab. Those stories and more coming up on SPR News Today. Washington state officials have issued a correction after exaggerating the benefits of state spending to curb climate change. Proceeds from state auctions of carbon dioxide are not keeping as much pollution out of the air as officials have been claiming. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Washington has been auctioning off the right to emit large amounts of climate-harming gases for 2 years now. Proceeds go to fight climate change or help communities hard hit by pollution. In November, a state report said auction proceeds so far would prevent over 8 million tons of pollution. That claim was nearly 30 times higher than the reality due to a data entry error. The conservative Washington Policy Center caught the error, and the Commerce Department acknowledged it on Tuesday. The conservative group says it shows the state's climate programs are ineffective. Republican legislators and Democratic Governor Bob Ferguson have set their eyes on that deep pool of auction cash. They're proposing to spend much of it on non-climate purposes, including lowering tax bills and utility bills. I'm John Ryan reporting.
Northwest Democratic congressional members were more vocal than their Republican colleagues yesterday in remembering the fifth anniversary of the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. On the Senate floor, Washington U.S. Senator Patty Murray described how she and her husband barricaded themselves in her office while people pounded on the door. She says they held their breath, waiting for the danger to pass.
Every year, it feels like I'm still holding my breath. Because I know it wasn't just my husband and I that were in danger that day. And it wasn't just the windows that were shattered. It was our democracy that was under attack.
A few other Washington Democrats posted statements about the anniversary on their social media channels, including Representatives Adam Smith, Kim Schreier, and Susan DelBene. Republican members from Eastern Washington and North Idaho did not post remarks. And U.S. House Democrats also held a hearing to mark the anniversary and praise Capitol Police officers for their work to protect elected officials and staff. The Spokane County Medical Examiner's Office abruptly stopped serving the Kootenai County Coroner's Office at the end of December. Now, Kootenai County is racing to build a new autopsy lab and converting a kitchen in the meantime. SPR's Eliza Billingham has more.
According to emails obtained by the Coeur d'Alene Press, Spokane Medical Examiner Veena Singh told Kootenai County Coroner Duke Johnson on December 15th that services would end on the last day of 2025. She wrote that she had learned someone from his office was working closely with a disgruntled former employee of hers to, quote, destabilize our office operations. Johnson denied that his employees have done anything of that sort. Kootenai County has outsourced its autopsies to Spokane for about 30 years because it didn't have a lab or a medical examiner. Now, to address immediate needs, Johnson told Kootenai County commissioners yesterday his office could contract with outside examiners and convert a break kitchen into a makeshift lab.
It already has a tile floor, washable walls, drainage. You know, all it needs is the sink and then some ventilation and lighting, and it could be pretty operable.
Johnson has been pushing Kootenai County to build its own lab since 2023. He helped give a detailed plan for that lab yesterday. The proposal was a little over budget, but Johnson said a high-quality facility could attract more cases and more revenue from the region.
There are several other coroners I know in North Idaho who have expressed verbally to me that they would send their cases to us once we're operable, and I wouldn't be surprised if outside North Idaho others will as well.
County commissioners approved that proposal yesterday. I'm Eliza Billingham reporting.
Health agencies in Washington and Oregon are rejecting new vaccine guidelines announced by the CDC on Monday. The federal agency has dropped recommendations that all children get vaccinated to prevent several serious infections, including rotavirus, meningococcal disease, and the flu. In a prepared statement, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said paring down the list of universally recommended shots will regain families' trust. Many pediatricians, like Ben Hoffman at Oregon Health and Science University, disagree.
the reclassification is going to further the misinformation and disinformation parents are struggling with, and will lead to lower vaccine rates and to higher rates of preventable dangerous diseases.
Top health officials in Washington and Oregon say the federal agency didn't follow its usual process of consulting expert scientists. They say families should follow recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics instead. The CDC still recommends 11 vaccines for all children, including shots that prevent measles, chickenpox, and HPV. Laura Padden is now the mayor of Spokane Valley, replacing Pam Haley. Every 2 years, the city council elects one of its own to serve as the valley's mayor. Last night, a majority of council members elected Laura Padden as mayor and re-elected Tim Hattenberg as deputy mayor. Padden is a software developer who works for the Community Colleges of Spokane. She's also married to former GOP state senator Mike Padden. Both Padden and Hattenberg are serving their second 4-year terms on the council. Each will serve in their respective mayoral duties until 2028. Spokane County's communications director is getting a new job as Washington State's top official at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA yesterday announced Patrick Bell as the new director of the department's Farm Service Agency office in Washington. The Spokane Valley-based office runs disaster relief, conservation programs, and federal farm loans for the whole state. Bell, a Suncrest resident, spent 8 years as a senior staffer for former Eastern Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers before joining Spokane County in 2023. The Spokane County Board of Commissioners has reelected Mary Cuny as its chair. Cuny had the support of all commissioners except Al French. French recused himself from the vote. The board also reelected Josh Kearns as vice chair. Kearns had unanimous support. Both the chair and vice chair will serve in those positions for the rest of 2026. And the Spokane Velocity will have a new assistant head coach this spring. Neil Hlavaty was previously the assistant head coach for Forward Madison, a team from the same league as the Velocity, which went to the playoffs 3 times under his leadership. The Chicagoland native played for Boston University before his professional career across the U.S. and Europe. Velocity starts its season this March. The Spokane Zephyr is currently in the middle of its season with new head coach Nicole Lukic. The women are currently 5th in the league with a 4-6-6 record. SPR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by John Ryan, Doug Nadvornik, Eliza Billingham, Amelia Templeton, and me, Owen Henderson. I'm also the host and producer. Thanks for listening. It's SPR.